This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Leaders of Mali's military coup sat down in Bamako Saturday for talks with mediators from the West African regional bloc ECOWAS, which has strongly condemned the toppling of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. The coup leaders, who call themselves the National Committee for the Salvation of the People, were celebrated by thousands of Malians on Friday at a rally called by the M5 Coalition, which has campaigned for Keita's resignation for months. The 15-nation Economic Community of West African States has taken a particularly hard line on the coup. ECOWAS has already suspended Mali's membership, shut off borders, and halted financial flows to the country. On Thursday, it demanded the immediate release of Keita. The United States on Friday said, meanwhile, it had suspended cooperation with Mali's military. India reported a record daily jump of coronavirus infections on Saturday, bringing the total to nearly 3 million. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
At least 69,878 new infections took India's total cases to around 2.98 million, behind only the United States and Brazil. For most of Western India, especially the financial capital Mumbai, the 11-day festival of Hindu god Ganesh is usually celebrated with big public gatherings. Cases have plateaued in Mumbai, which now averages just above 1,000 a day, and has recorded more than 134,000 in total. But strict pandemic regulations have meant the festival season, which begins this month, has been lackluster.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Gravely ill Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny was evacuated to Germany for medical treatment Saturday. Lauren Anthony of Reuters has details.
The longtime opponent of Russia's President Vladimir Putin and a campaigner against corruption collapsed on a plane on Thursday after drinking tea his allies believe was laced with poison. On arrival in Berlin, 44-year-old Navalny was rushed in a convoy of ambulance and police cars to the city's Charité hospital complex. In a statement, the hospital said it will provide an update on his condition once tests have been completed, adding this could take some time. Medical staff at the hospital in Omsk said Friday evening that he was in an induced coma and that his life was not in immediate danger. German doctors had flown there to evacuate Navalny at the request of his wife and allies, who said that the hospital treating him was badly equipped. Navalny has been a large thorn in the Kremlin's side for more than a decade, exposing what he says is high-level graft and mobilizing rallies that draw crowds of young protesters.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. Germany has held a pop concert to see how those attending would spread the coronavirus. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
German researchers studying COVID-19 packed part of a Leipzig arena with volunteers, collecting data in a real-life simulation of a pop concert with strict health and safety controls. About 1,500 people took part in the experiment run by the University Hospital in Halle, each taking a coronavirus test ahead of time, testing negative, and having to wear protective masks throughout the day's testing. Researchers equipped each volunteer with contact tracers to record their routes in the arena and track the path of the aerosols they emitted as they mingled and talked. I'm Zaria Shackley.
South Dakota health officials are warning that a number of people who attended the 10-day Sturgis motorcycle rally have come down with the coronavirus, including some who came from out of state. AP's Julie Walker reports.
The motorcycle rally brought hundreds of thousands to Sturgis and ended last weekend. The coronavirus testing on residents began right after. Gage Connolly told Black Hills Fox News it puts a lot of people's minds at ease.
Especially since a lot of people were angry that they let the rally happen. I feel like this was like a step towards the right direction.
But Harvey Matt says he doesn't agree everyone needs to get tested.
I don't think it's necessary for everybody.
City Manager Daniel Ainsley says they're being proactive.
A lot of it will mean continued testing and more testing to try to identify those people, and really encouraging employers as well to really ensure that they're continuing a lot of the health care screening.
South Dakota health officials reported Thursday 125 new cases in the state and two new deaths. I'm Julie Walker.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.